It was a terrible summer. In fact, it was more like winter. The trees had no leaves and the flowers hadn't bothered to come up.
Do you mind? I'm still trying to hibernate.
Granny Toots's cat hospital was still in need of improvements. We had decided to hold a Midsummer Night's Banquet to raise more money. I wonder if I forgot anybody.
I hope not. I've got quite enough to carry as it is. Goodbye, Dr. Snuggles.
Goodbye. Have a good journey. I didn't see you come in, Dennis.
Everybody's complaining. They say it's too cold to work.
Oh, dear. Let's see if it's going to carry on like this.
It will continue cold, I'm afraid.
Dr. Snuggles, look!
The sun was coming out.
Well, you can't win them all.
It soon warmed up so much that the trees and the flowers made up for the time they had lost.
I've never seen anyone building with such good intention. Industrious workers, they're building a brand new invention. It's a holy day. A brand new phase. As you can see, it's going well.
It was so very hot by the time evening fell that we were all glad to go home and relax. But little did we know that dirty work was afoot.
I'll teach that Snuggles a lesson for not sending me an invitation.
What are we gonna do, boss?
Wreck everything. That's what we're gonna do.
What are they, boss?
Run, rat, run!
Yeah, boss, let's run.
It had been a dreadfully hot and stuffy night.
Doctor!
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Take a look around, Doctor.
Well, I'd never seen anything like it in my life. The little fire creatures certainly liked playing games. I had to find out more about them.
I'm not afraid of those fire things. They're harmless. My lovely whiskers.
I was sure it was the fire creatures who were making it so hot. I used the multi-whereabouts machine to find out more about them. The Salt and Pepper Mountains. It was Winnie Vinegarbottle, the witch. Obviously, she was in need of help. We had to go to the Salt and Pepper Mountains, but first, I had to invent something to protect us. Yes. It's ready.
What is it, Doctor?
Come and see. May I have the pleasure? It's the Dr. Snuggles Fireproof Lotion. We would all need it soon. Dennis and the rabbits loaded the Snuggle truck with provisions and plenty of lotion. I programmed Matilda Junkbottom to make even more of it. Enough for everyone in Snugwood, if necessary. And soon afterwards, Dennis and I set off on our way to the Salt and Pepper Mountains. As we drove towards the Salt and Pepper Mountains, the landscape became drier and drier. After traveling for so many hours in the heat and dust, Dennis and I were very tired. Ready for that picnic, Dennis? Under that tree should do.
Here we are. Sausage rolls, lemonade, cake, cheese sandwiches. Wait a minute. Oh, no, not you.
I? What? Well, it's not my fault. All I wanted was a quiet place to take a nap. Not to go on another of Snuggle's crazy journeys.
Oh.
I can smell something funny.
What?
It's smoke, Dr. Snuggles. Fire!
It was a terrible bush fire, heading straight towards us. We drove away as fast as we could, but the flames kept on catching up with us.
Help! Help! Do something!
There was only one thing to do. I had to spray the truck and my two friends with a fireproof lotion before the flames reached us. And I finished just in time. Oh.
I've had enough. I wish I'd never come.
Well, nobody invited you.
Look, I'm sure they'll be able to help us. The woolly monkeys were very friendly. They swam out to us with a rope made from liana creeper. And soon we were able to tow the Snuggle truck towards safety. After a lot of effort, we reached the bank, thanks to our new friend. But it would only be a matter of time before the fire found a way of crossing the river, too. The woolly monkeys took us to their home in the jungle. I hoped we would come up with a plan to fight the fire.
I told you so. I knew a catastrophe like this would happen. Not that I attach any importance to it.
Come and meet the professor.
How do you do? I'm Dr. Snuggles.
Professor Grimcheek, PhD. Glad to meet a fellow academic. Precisely when do you think we're all going to catch fire?
Let's not be so downhearted. We'll stop the fire somehow.
Totally unimportant, trivial waste of time.
Oh, Professor, do you have any insights about teas?
I had no idea what to do about the fire. And it seemed no one else had any ideas either, until my duck umbrella made an observation.
Look up at the sky.
Clouds. If only it would rain. But of course, we could make it rain. I needed volunteers, and the woolly monkeys were only too glad to help. Dennis and I quickly made a rocket, while the monkeys made the launching pad in their usual, well-organized way.
Total waste of time.
Useless.
What's that, Doctor?
Sneezing powder. You'll see what I mean. Fought fiercely, they were soon doused by the cloudburst. It was time to continue our journey.
Goodbye, Professor.
Bye, goodbye. Goodbye. Promising mouse. Yes, yes, most promising.
Because of the unnatural heat, all the fruit trees were ripening far too quickly. The branches of the trees were laden with overripe fruit.
What a waste of sugar.
We were looking forward to the cool mountain air, but even high up, it didn't get any less hot. I wonder if, ouch!
Go away! We'd prefer to be left alone while we melt away.
Oh dear, we can't let that happen. We must do everything in our power to help.
That's really very kind of you to help, but I think we've just about had it.
Come and try some of this cake. The icing is lovely.
Icing? Nobby, you're a genius. Dennis, quickly go back to the sugar trees and collect as much of the stuff as you can. It was touch and go. But after what seemed an age...
I've got it, Doctor.
Nearly ready. The icing made an ideal protection for the snow people.
I feel great!
Some of them had lost a little weight, but they didn't mind. We'd better get going, Dennis. Have you seen Nobby?
What on earth is that?
Do you mean to tell me you've never heard of a snow mouse?
Take this lotion. It will prevent the icing from melting if it gets any hotter.
Thank you, and good luck.
The drive became more and more difficult. But this was one problem we had not bargained with. The helicopter device couldn't help us. The snuggle truck was too heavily laden. But I decided that we had to take a chance.
I can't bear it.
We made it, more or less, in one piece.
Oh, thank goodness.
Soon afterwards, we arrived at Winnie Vinegar Bottle's house. Winnie!
Why, Dr. Snuggles!
Hello, Winnie.
Oh, what a relief. The most terrible thing happened. A few days ago, well, you remember how cold it was, and it really does get cold up here, so I thought I'd cast some spells to warm the place up a bit, and I decided to use a good old-fashioned recipe. My liquid fire was ready for bottling. That would keep the house warm. And, ow! A bottle landed right on my bunion. It hurt so much I didn't see what I was doing. And that's when I started off my automatic broom. Oh, no! I lost a lot of my magic ingredients. But worst of all, a bottle of pandemonium seeds fell into the cauldron. The heat was too much for me, and I haven't been able to get back into my house since then.
If you're able to get inside your house again,
yes.
Could you stop the cauldron? Good, because I brought a fireproof lotion with me. Ready, everybody?
Let me see. Witch's Handbook 1. Yes, I'm ready. Abracadabra, Scalamazoo. Off you go, Flame. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Help!
She's even madder than Snuggles.
Shazoo, Shazam, Dragon, Scram!
Oh, dear.
Comet, comet, burning bright. However did you catch a light? good. Nearly got it. Wait. Magic powers, if you can, turn these flames into a fan.
It worked.
Any more witches, brew?
Please. Dennis decided to switch on the fan. The heat had melted the wires and caused a short circuit, which led to an important discovery. The pilots were attracted to something, and it could only be all the electrical energy in the air.
Oh.
Elementary, dear doctor.
I've had an idea. I've thought of a new home for the pilots, where they won't do any harm and they'll be happy.
Oh, where's that, Doctor?
A volcano. Mount Fumercall, to be precise. We'll have to set off first thing tomorrow. It was time to leave for Mount Fumercall. But first, we needed to borrow a few of Winnie's possessions.
Dr. Snuggles, do you really have to take my washing line as well?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. We'll need all of these things for my new invention. But we'll bring it back.
Good luck.
There was no more time to lose. I reminded Winnie about the banquet, and then we were off. The track had become too rough for the Snuggle truck. And we were so near to our goal. There was our answer.
Full steam ahead, Captain. Doctor?
We had reached the last obstacle. Dennis, showing his customary courage, made the final ascent.
All right, I've got here.
The crater was absolutely spectacular. But there was no time for sightseeing. We had to get down to work. Spanner, please, Dennis. My invention started to take shape. The Snuggle truck's bodywork and Winnie's living room furniture became a giant electromagnetic flywheel. The truck's engine made an auxiliary motor and its dashboard a control console. And we used Winnie's clothesline as a transmitter. At last it was ready. The Doctor Snuggles Firelit Attracting Electricity Generator.
Shall we give it a try?
Yes. Switch on. Something's wrong. Switch off.
No rest for the weary.
We would soon know whether my plan was going to work or not. Are we ready then?
Yes, Doctor. Power on! It worked!
But would it have the desired effect on the firelets? All we could do was wait.
Have patience, Doctor.
I was beginning to worry whether I'd done the right thing. It was very eerie.
Dr. Snuggles, the engine is overheating. It's going to explode.
Oh. A drop of the fireproof lotion soon had the motor working properly again.
Thank you.
certainly took to their new home.
Hurry! Hurry!
The Firelets were so happy that we joined in their celebration.
Look at me! Whoopee!
We enjoyed ourselves until late that night. Our departure would have to wait until the next day. It didn't take long to reassemble the Snaggle truck. And for the return journey, we had a lighter load. Ah, well. Now we can relax at last.
Not yet, Doctor. We've got to get back for Granny Toot's banquet tonight.
There was no one at home. I set off to see Rickety Rick at once. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Doctor.
Do you know where everyone has gone?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, dear.
Welcome, Dr. Snuggles. Welcome home.
Oh, lovely to see you. What a delightful surprise.
Come on, Rat.
Yeah, boss.
I'll soak that drip, Snuggles, as soon as the speeches start.
The banquet is a complete success. So now we'll be able to build...
Turn on the water, Rat.
Yeah, boss.
Help!
Willie the Terrible Fox and Charlie Rat gave us some splendid entertainment. We never knew they were such talented performers. They became our very special guests.
That was a great idea of mine, that little act, Rat.
Huh? Yeah, boss.
But the best was yet to come. A few of the Firelets liked Snugwood so much they had stayed behind, and they gave us a spectacular show of light. A few Firelets are always welcome, just not too many of them.